Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of the spiritual force of joy in your life. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. This joy is one of the fruit of the Spirit, and the Lord wants you to develop this force of joy. The fruit of the Spirit is really the spiritual forces that are being developed in you in your recreated human spirit that you get when you're born again. Once you are born again, you have this fruit of the Spirit in seed form in the Spirit of Christ that is in you. You now are to develop the fruit of your Spirit as you get the Word in you and as you do what the Word says in order to develop this fruit in your life. And the Lord wants all of these fruit developed in you. This joy is not a feeling. This joy is an inner joy from within. It is a spiritual force that is to operate and flow in your life continually. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 61, in verse 3, it talks about the oil of joy for mourning. I'll tell you, when you get the oil of joy flowing in you, your days of grief and sorrow and sadness and mourning are over in your life. You need to learn to get that spiritual force of joy developed in you. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 8 and 9, when the Father said to the Son, He said, "Oh, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever, a scepter of righteousness, the scepter of thy kingdom." And He said how He loved righteousness and hated iniquity. And He said, "Therefore God, even thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows." There's an oil of gladness. This joy that brings great gladness from within is to abide in you. John 15:11, He said that my joy is supposed to remain in you and that your joy may be full. Whose joy is it? It is the joy of the Lord. And as we walk in it, our own joy that comes from the Word abiding in us will be made full. John 16:22, He talks about how your joy is something that no man can take from you. And this is important. The only person that can take the joy from you is the devil, and the only way he's going to do it is if you let him do it. Because the joy of the Lord is a spiritual force. And only a spiritual enemy can come and steal that away from you. And your enemy is the devil. And he comes through all kinds of means. He can use people, he can use circumstances, situations, in order to get to you. Well, the Lord wants you to develop yourself in the force of joy, the joy of the Lord, and not let the devil have place and take the joy away from you. Now, who's supposed to be rejoicing? It's the righteous. We are to rejoice in the Lord. We're to be glad and rejoice and shout for joy. We're to shout unto God and praise Him with a voice of rejoicing. The Bible says, "My mouth will praise Thee with joyful lips." My mouth is going to greatly rejoice. My lips are going to greatly rejoice in the Lord. We saw that scripture in Psalms 89:15. Blessed is the people who know the joyful sound. They're going to walk in the light of your countenance. When you learn to rejoice in the Lord, you're going to be in the presence of God, and you will walk in the light of His countenance, and God's blessings will come upon you. We talked about in the last broadcast as well, 1 Thessalonians 5:16, where it says, "Rejoice evermore." That's a command. That's not a suggestion. It's a command. You have a command upon your life. You need to obey it. You need to receive this as a command. It's not some nice suggestion. "Well, I'll rejoice when I feel like it." No. You're walking in the flesh. You're walking by what you feel. God says, "Rejoice evermore." You've got to make a decision that you're going to obey what God's Word says, regardless of you whether you feel like it or not. God said, "Rejoice evermore." Therefore, you're going to rejoice evermore, period. That's the way it's going to be. You need to make up your mind. You're going to start doing what God says if you're going to develop this spiritual force of joy. If you don't, you'll continue to be up and down, moved by whatever comes. One minute you're happy and you have joy, next minute you're sad and sorrowful, you're moved by circumstances, you have this moodiness operating. This is not the fruit of the Spirit. This is not showing forth a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. God says that you are to be rejoicing always. Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. He emphasizes it is imperative and important for you as a believer to learn to rejoice regardless of what circumstances come against you and maintain that spiritual force of joy. It's so important. It's going to protect your faith, and we're going to be talking about the benefits of that down the line. Today we're going to talk about what brings rejoicing and joy to you. This is not just something that you can just decide that I'm going to have the joy of the Lord because I want it. It is a spiritual force of joy, and it comes forth through the Word of God operative in you. That is spiritual law, and it is going to function in you as you receive and do what the Word says. In Psalms 19, verse 8, the Bible says, "The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart." The statutes of the Lord are right. And what do? They rejoice the heart. They are rejoicing the heart. They bring the joy, and inner joy comes from the statutes of the Lord. This is why you've got to get in the Word of God. God's Word will bring a rejoicing to your heart. And this joy is a rejoicing from within in the inner man, the hidden man of the heart. In Psalms 119, verse 111, "Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever. They are the rejoicing of my heart." Again, you've got to get into God's Word. God's Word is your inheritance, and it is the rejoicing of your heart, the testimonies of His Word. If you want to have the joy of the Lord, you need to get the Word in you. The Word in you that reveals your inheritance, it will bring the rejoicing of your heart. There's another scripture in Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16. He says, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and the word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart." Listen to the scripture again. The Bible says, Jeremiah 15, 16, "The words were found, thy words were found, and I did eat them." That meant you got in the Word of God. You were studying the Word of God. The words were found. That shows the fact that you were searching after the Word of God. "And I did eat them." That means you took them into you. If you eat something, it is digested and it comes in you. This means you spent time in the Word, and the Holy Spirit took that Word and wrote it in your heart and your mind. You spent time studying it, meditating on it, not just casually reading it. Too many Christians just casually read the Word, and they don't spend time studying it out and allowing the Word to dwell in them and to come and be written in their heart and in their mind. This is important to produce joy. "Thy words were found, I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart." The Word in you is going to produce the joy and the rejoicing in your heart. Very important that you get in the Word of God. I guarantee you have not developed much of the spiritual force of joy if you have not gotten in the Word much in your life. The more you have the Word in you, abiding in you, then you are going to have the joy and rejoicing in your heart. Isaiah chapter 51, verse 3. The Bible talks about how the Lord comforts Zion. He comforts all her waste places. He makes her wilderness like Eden and her desert like the garden of the Lord. It says, "Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody." This is speaking of the fact that when there is fruit in your life, there will be joy and gladness as well. You see, as you're getting fruit of any source in your life, then you will start having joy. Your joy will be made full because you're seeing God working in your life. Here's the Lord. He comforts Zion. He comforts her waste places. This means God is coming and delivering you and comforting you and setting you free from every bit of destruction and all the waste places. The wilderness is like Eden. That means no longer are you fruitless, but instead you are fruitful like a garden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. As fruit is coming forth in your life, there'll be joy and gladness found therein, with thanksgiving and the voice of melody. And this is so important that you learn to do what the Word says so that you develop fruit in you. And as you develop fruit in all the areas of your life, it will bring a joy and a gladness in you. Isaiah 51, verse 11. The Bible says, "Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return, and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away." Praise God, this shows you that this is for the redeemed. Well, the redeemed of the Lord have rights and privileges in Christ, and we are to obtain our redemptive rights in the Lord. We obtain them as we walk by faith. And the Bible says we're going to come with singing into Zion. Zion speaks of those believers that are going to ascend up to the holiness of God, ascend in their authority, taking dominion over the enemy, and rising up in their fellowship and relationship with the Lord. And it says, everlasting joy shall be upon their head. We're not talking about joy for a moment. We're talking about everlasting joy. This is not just talking about this. This is reality. This is spiritual reality available for every person who's been redeemed. If you learn to do things according to God's word, it shall happen. Everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy. You're going to obtain gladness and joy as you possess your redemptive rights in Christ and as you rise up in holiness and taking your authority over the enemy. It says, sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Praise God, as the joy of the Lord is developed in you and the spiritual force of joy cultivated in you, the sorrow, the mourning is going to flee away from your life. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 56, verse 7. He says, even them will I bring to my holy mountain. This is God bringing us to the place of authority over the enemy and walking in holiness, walking in the presence of God. And then it says, and make them joyful in my house of prayer. You see, as you're learning to walk in God's ways and you're drawing nigh to Him and you're really committing yourself to walk uprightly before Him in holiness, yielding your members unto righteousness, producing holiness in your life, and taking authority over the enemy and casting out every demonic spirit, driving it out of every area of your life, then you're going to be praying the Word of God continually and taking dominion. And the Bible says that He's going to make you joyful in the house of prayer, because the way you're going to come to victory in holiness and taking authority is through prayer. It says He'll make you joyful in the house of prayer. This is the fruit of joy, and God is at work to develop it in your life. We're going to talk more on this in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you.